Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. Today, I'm pleased to introduce you to Dallas Travers. Dallas began mentoring after her time working in Hollywood, where she taught actors the entrepreneurial skills they needed to acquire work without having a talent agent. She began to get noticed, and more people wanted Dallas and her exceptional coaching skills on their side. Dallas then started The Hive and her own podcast, Coaches on a Mission, where she helps purpose-driven coaches build value-centered businesses and question the commonly accepted practices inside the online world to make an authentic impact without compromise. You know, I love this. This is so good. Let's meet Dallas Travers. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Dallas. I'm thrilled to have you join me.
Cami, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, where are you joining us from today?
I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, you are. Very good. Yeah. Very good. My son's in Oregon, so I've spent a lot of time in Oregon. And really love Oregon.
Yeah, we've lived here. We moved here from Los Angeles. I guess we're going on 5 years. And it was this year where I finally felt like, okay, this is where we live now. It took me longer to adjust than it did my husband or my daughter. But
yeah. I remember when my son moved there, it was a big shift for him. Moving from Colorado to Oregon was a big shift because all of our sunshine that we have, but he's on the coast now. And so he even has even more dark days in the winter time. That was his big thing, but he does love living on the coast.
Yeah.
Cool. So I love unusual entrances into the world of business, and you started mentoring actors and helping them really develop their entrepreneurial skills to help them find work without a talent agency. So that was a beautiful entree into the work that you're doing today. So tell us how that kind of, even how the ideas started to formulate.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So I was recruited by, I'm using air quotes for all of our podcast listeners, so talent agency in giant air quotes, to work for them. And I was living in Washington State at the time and didn't know anything about the entertainment industry, but this sounded fun. So after working there for not long at all, I realized that this was not actually a talent agency. Instead, they were posing as a talent agency, but actually they made their money by charging actors for very expensive photo shoots. It's a kind of a common practice in the dark side of the entertainment industry. So anyhow, when I realized what was happening, I left, and I was really motivated, Cami, to kind of right that wrong. So I started a marketing service designed to help actors find real representation. And I did that for a couple of years, and then actors started asking me career advice, and I still, like, to this day, I've never been on a television set. So I kind of had no business giving anybody.
That's great though.
Right. But because I was this outsider and I didn't understand the rules, the advice I gave was just kind of practical, like intuitive kind of advice, and it worked.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's so
awesome.
Because
it went against the grain, right?
Yeah. And there's so much of that going on right now, is people really saying, I don't like the way certain things are done, so I'm going to go against the grain. And I love that.
Yeah. So that's kind of how it began. And then I realized I should probably get some sort of training to actually coach people. So I went and got my coaching certification and started teaching small and large group workshops. And fast forward about 4 or 5 years, I had a very successful business on my hand. I actually kind of created this cottage industry. And then as things evolve, I had other coaches, Cami, who reached out to me to ask me to show them how to do in their industry what I had done so well in the acting world. And that brought me to where I am today, now mentoring other values-driven coaches to build a business that they're really proud of.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. I love stories like that. And it's, you know, who, like you said, you'd never been an actor. And you still found your way into really serving that community in a different way. And, you know, and seeing some of the injustices too, that you're like, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right. And saying, I'm going to do this differently.
Yeah. Thank you for reflecting that. I think that there's a common characteristic that actors and coaches actually share, and that is that they're incredibly purpose driven. Most of the actors that I met and worked with would tell me that they felt like they were on this planet in order to act, because storytelling is the thing that helps others like lean into their own humanity. So actors are healers.
And that's so interesting, right? And I think we often,
is the same.
Yeah, we often have this vision of actors in a different realm, right? I mean, I certainly can admit that I have that perception, but I love that they are healers. That's beautiful. That's totally beautiful. So when you started to see the synergies between the work that you did there and the work that you do today, What were some of the synergies you saw that you knew you could really help other people build their businesses into other industries?
Yeah, part of it was just, I think there are a few things at play here. Number one, after my daughter was born, I was not that interested in the entertainment industry. So now being seen as someone who is this marketing expert and who should know what shows are on television and what films are out and who's who in the business, I wasn't really interested in that anymore. So I felt a pull to move away from entertainment. And then I also just found that what I had built worked for other coaches. So there was just this natural evolution to totally shift gears. And then to your question, the similarities that I saw so clearly between what motivates an actor and what motivates a coach, which is the healing of others, right? Or the growth of others, or the connection that we can all experience as humans. It just felt like a natural part of my own evolution to service coaches who then have a greater ripple effect, right? If I'm helping you, a coach, help people with Crohn's disease get their energy back, right? That's going to have a big impact on the world. So I'm really in love with that idea of the ripple effect.
Yeah, it's funny because I think that was probably the piece that grabbed me when I saw some of your information, was the ripple effect, because I talked about the ripple effect. And that to me is we share that passion around that, because when, you know, just like you said, we can create a bigger impact when we touch more people from, you know, that are going out and doing their own work as well. Yeah. So you've built The Hive. What is The Hive? Tell us what that is.
Yeah. So The Hive is a year-long mentorship program for values-driven coaches who are tired of hodgepodging their business together with the various one-off courses that they've accumulated over the last couple of years, or the free PDFs they've downloaded from other coaches' lead magnets, right? And it's really just this systematic place where we practice another version of the ripple effect system, which is the beauty that comes when you have the patience and the strategy to support building your business out in layers, like spending time so that your message is really airtight and compelling. And then having this rinse and repeat habit in place to bring in paying clients when you need them without a big overhead or some complicated funnel. And then once that's in place, really expanding into bringing the brand and yourself into more greater visibility, which involves building your list. And all of that is in service to helping our members successfully launch a course or a membership or some sort of scaled program. And I just know, I've been in business for a long time, I've mentored a bunch of other coaches, there is a time to scale your business. And most of the online industry makes a coach believe that time is sooner than it actually is.
So true. I've seen that so many times. It's like, go to group right now. I always tell my clients, you don't go to group until you have that base of clients.
Completely. And for, I'm so curious if you had to pick like the one reason why that is important. Because there are a bunch of them.
Yeah. I mean, I think the one reason that comes up for me is they don't have the one, they haven't really tried and tested their content. In depth. And two, they don't have the base of clients yet to, or community yet to step into. So I've seen so many people step into trying to launch a group coaching program when they, you know, they have a fairly small community still.
Totally. And they don't have enough practice enrolling one-on-one. So if you don't have your message down and an understanding of the considerations that block clients from investing with you, if you don't have that down selling one-to-one, like good luck creating some sort of a webinar launch that's actually going to convert. And it can be devastating for a coach who's really following all of the steps, but they just don't have the foundations in place. So you put this, your heart and soul into a course launch and one person enrolls and it's someone you know. It can really do a number on your confidence.
It can. Yeah. So what are some of the things you teach to prepare for that point?
Yeah. So number one, it's having an agile understanding of your dream client. And
I love that agile understanding. That's a great way to describe that.
Yeah, because we're changing every day. Right. So is our dream client. But having that understanding and then being able to articulate your understanding in a way that makes sense to other people. So, we do that by getting like your dream client power statement together, which is kind of like your elevator pitch. But then more importantly, what are those core values driven beliefs that a potential client needs to share with you in order for them to not only be ready and able to invest in coaching, but more importantly, ready and able to implement the coaching that they receive? So that's where this messaging work comes in. And if we're patient enough to spend time on the message, selling becomes so easy and scaling feels effortless because we've done that foundational work.
Excellent. And I know you talk a lot about the power of referral marketing. How can that play into the mix of this?
It's such a good question, Cammie, because referral marketing, I'm rolling my eyes because I feel like a little bit of a broken record, but your audience has never heard me say this before, so I'll give myself permission to step on my soapbox here. Referral marketing is the easiest way to bring in paying clients, right? And it's not what we all practiced when we got our coaching certification, like friends and family outreach. There's more of a structure around it. But how this is important in relation to what we're talking about here, because referral marketing is also where we test our message, right? So if you and I are colleagues and I reach out to you to request a referral, if you really understand my intention behind the request, who I help and specifically how, if you know somebody, it's an easy yes for you. But if you're at all confused about that, a confused mind says no, right? So I love relying on referral marketing because if you can bring in a steady stream of word of mouth referrals, and you don't need a big network to do this, you just need a clear message. It's proof that your message can hold water.
Yeah. So that clarity of message and being able to describe that to somebody quick and easy so that they can remember that is such a powerful way to, I call it your collaboration quotient. So what's, you know, how are you able to collaborate with other leaders in your space and, you know, share? I love to have those types of collaboration, you know, this person running this group and this person running this group. How do we collaborate together? Or, you know, I'm doing this right now. Let me tell you about this so you can share with your community. And that works really well, doesn't it?
It really does. It doesn't get the credit it deserves. We're all so focused on building out nurture sequences and complicated funnels and countdown timers and all of that stuff.
When yeah, in fact, I would always go there before any complicated yeah. funnels.
Same.
Certainly, certainly. So, yeah. So what are some of your best sales advice that you teach, especially if somebody says, you know what, I don't really love sales, which let's all fall in love with sales. I'll go there all day long. But what is some of your best sales advice that you teach?
Yeah. So inside of the Hive, we serve coaches. So I'm going to answer your question kind of through that specific
yeah, sure.
lens.
Uh-huh.
Center the client, not yourself. That is the, if I had one rule for selling, it would be that. And this is especially helpful for coaches because when we're in a coaching conversation, I know exactly how to show up and center you. Right? I'm not worried about if you can afford me, if you like me, if you're nervous that I'm overpriced or if you think my pricing is too expensive. I'm not thinking about any of that stuff. I'm advocating for your success, which sometimes looks like questioning your beliefs, reflecting back what I'm hearing and asking open-ended questions, really helping you do the brave thing. And if we can use our coaching skills to center the client instead of centering our own fears or our own distaste of selling, selling becomes this beautiful form of service. And that's where coaches really shine. So when in doubt, like prioritize the client in the same way that you would if you were coaching them rather than selling.
That's awesome. That's beautiful. That's a really beautiful way to do it. And to get someone out of, it's like, how are you really serving that person and being in that space with that person? Such good advice. So I have to ask, because on one of the things you said, and I'm a Peloton fan. And what's the Peloton approach to conquering procrastination and overwhelm? So I'm a big Peloton fan and I'm like, okay, I got to ask this question.
It's not what you think. So I hope you'll bear with me here. So I own a Peloton. My Peloton is on the other side. I know you can see me. Our listeners cannot, but I have a wall behind me and then there's like a separate little room and that's where the Peloton lives. And every day as I walk to my desk, I pass that bike. And that bike reminds me of the commitment and the investment that I have made in my own health and well-being. There are some days where I hop on the bike, right? There are other days when I don't, and both of those are choices, right? But I never lose sight of the reminder of my intention, because the bike is there and it takes up space in the room. So how does this relate to time management and overwhelm? If you are someone who feels like you can either never get it all done, or you feel like, wow, I spent all week working and I can't tell what I accomplished, what I recommend is that you use the Peloton approach. On your calendar, have a separate category, like a placeholder category or an ideal vision category of your ideal week. Mine is in gray, right? And it just lives. It's time blocked for all of the things that matter most to me. And it lives in the background of my actual calendar. So now, when I'm like futzing away at my inbox, right? Or I run behind and think, oh, I'm going to have to work on Saturday. I have to put that on my calendar and Saturdays are already blocked off for my daughter. So it's just a reminder in your face every day, a reminder of your intention. And the goal here is to get as close to our ideal calendar as we can, understanding that it too is a moving target. Right. And what matters most is coming back to our intention rather than getting an A+ in class.
Oh, that's so good. I love that. I love that hack. I mean, it's like if we're looking at it all the time and you've just built that into your calendar, you might think twice before putting another meeting on the calendar.
The other benefit truly is that it is, there's no confusion about when I'm overcommitted.
Yeah. 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 Totally. Yeah, you can totally see that. That's awesome. So where can people learn more about you, Dallas?
I am a big fan of Instagram. And the best place if you want to actually connect with me is to follow me on Instagram. I answer my DMs. It's very active over there. My IG handle is Dallas Travers Biz Mentor. And then also my podcast, which is called Coaches on a Mission, where I actually coach other coaches on their business strategies.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. The final question I always close with are, what three pearls of wisdom would you like to leave with us today?
Yes. Number one, you cannot build on success you don't acknowledge. So even if you feel like you're moving really slow, or you should be further along, or, you know, whatever that story is, we all tell ourselves, the quickest way to move forward is to own and celebrate what you've done so far.
Nice. Yeah. I love that.
Number two, marketing should never leave a bad taste in your mouth. So every strategy that you learn, especially in the online space where it's always a little, it can often feel questionable, just run those strategies through your values filter and choose your values. So that doesn't mean throw the strategy away, but tweak what you need to tweak in order to align with who you really are. That's the secret to being consistent in your marketing, because now it's going to feel good instead of like you're selling your soul just to sell.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Very good. That's a great one.
And then the last one would be that slow is actually fast, right? Habits are sexy and slow is fast. I meet so many coaches who try a strategy for a month and then it didn't quite go as they thought. And so they think they need a brand new strategy instead of trying to just go and improve the one they have. So they spend a year starting a bunch of things and not really moving forward, instead of like focusing on building individual habits, which in the moment can feel so slow. But when you take a step back and look at the year, you will move forward so much further by committing to the slow burn.
I love it. I love it. Well, Dallas, this has been so much fun. Thank you for sharing so much wisdom. And it's great to meet you. And thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Cammy.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business for impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at cammygelner.com. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.